Osiris.
Hey, this is Jay Blakesburg, and this podcast is In the Loop, the Legion of Osiris podcast. Osiris connects you with podcasts, videos, and live experiences about the artists and topics we all love. Check out osirispod.com and sign up for the newsletter to stay in the loop about new podcasts and events. See you out there.
Welcome, everyone, to Female Centrics. We're the first female-hosted fish community podcast. And it is our very last episode of the 2018 season, and it is our 20th episode. It's very, very exciting. And as we speak, we are actually
Imagine
going to be...
Imagine if they opened with 20 years later.
That would be very cool.
So in sync.
We'll see. We'll see. Jilly's here. Hi, Jilly.
Control the set list for the rest of the run.
Yes, that sounds like a pipe dream.
So as we are playing, we are also live streaming the show. What are they opening up with? What is it? Let's see.
I have no idea.
Is that
Yamar?
Kazvat Vox?
No.
Oh, Yamar.
Yes.
It's Yamar.
No, it's not. Oh, yeah. It's a Kazvat Fox song.
I don't know any of it.
Amazing.
Okay, well,
it's,
so...
I think it's that song with the...
Beautiful.
Yeah, come to outlive our brain.
Yes, thank you. There you go. There you go. Anyway, so yay! So it's the beginning. Oh, okay. So with us tonight, as I said, is Jilly, a co-host. Hi, Jilly. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good, good, good. And then we have the snake man, Jason.
Hello.
How you doing, babes?
Doing good.
All right.
Doing good.
All right. And our special guest this evening is the one and only Johnny Maloon.
Hello there, everybody out there. Oh, yay. I love you all so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Our first celebrity.
Give me a break.
So Johnny is one of my bestest friends in the whole wide world. And he lives out on the West Coast, but he's bi-coastal. And we've lived with each other off and on for 25 years now. Yeah, you'd think it. 96, 97?
Let's not get into the little details.
This sometimes like,
I'm at
something
20,
like that.
So you have to be at 30.
Yeah, close enough.
Long history of good friendship and family.
Yay, exactly. So one of the things I want to say first is I want to give a big old thanks to Ben and Jerry's for sponsoring us last month because that was just awesome. Thank you, Ben and Jerry's, and hopefully that'll come around again. And the other thing also is to talk about is that we are part of the Osiris Podcast Network family, and this has been a great first year for the Osiris family. We started right around the same time that Female Centric started, and they have just recently put out some of the top podcast episodes from some of our ones that we offered. So one of the ones is Under the Scales, of course, with Tom Marshall. And one of his the top ones was him and RJ from Helping Friendly Podcast interviewing Trey about the story of the ghost for the 20th anniversary. Got Dead to Me. They hear from the guitarist Neil Castle about his music and his Grateful Dead journey. We've got a new one, well, fairly new. I think he came on this summer, and we actually also interviewed Mike Fenoya as well, and his podcast is called Amigos, and he has an episode that he interviews Artie Lang, who is...
Oh, my gosh.
I know. I'm going to have to listen to that one. I didn't get
Me
a chance
too.
To listen.
We should listen to that later.
Yes. A big fan of Artie.
Car
loved
Ride
him.
Home.
Yes. Yeah. The Car Ride Home is that what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. Set Break.
Right? No Simple Road. One of their best ones was Adam McDougall, the keyboardist from Circles Around the Sun, and Chris Robinson's Brotherhood and More. The Relics Audio Hour revisits Jimi Hendrix's Electric Ladyland for the 50th anniversary of the album.
That's cute.
Yeah. One of our podcasts, The Road to Now, features Bob Crawford and explores the outsized life of one of America's folk heroes visiting Woody Guthrie Center.
Ooh, I'm a big fan of Woody Guthrie for a million years.
Yeah, definitely.
The Dust Bowl, look into it.
Mm-hmm. Dust Bowl? What is that?
The Dust Bowl era? It's a great time in American history.
Oh, sure,
horrible time in American history. And that's where Woody Guthrie is.
Steinbeck, too.
Makes for good music.
Survivor music.
That's what we're missing right now in this...
Oh, paradigm culture, of course.
The Inside Out talks with guitar phenomenon Billy Strings. Another one is the Sound Podcast. The Sound features Rob Baracco of Dark Star Orchestra, and Rob talks about his tenure with Dark Star and Phil Lesh Quintet. Beyond the Pond talks with Grayson Xavier Curran. And we've got Broke Down Palace that brings interviews with Phil Cook, which is great. Helping Friendly Podcast had launched into a two-part breakdown of one of the biggest months of Fish's history, December 1995, which actually also has one of my very favorite shows, 1211, and also mentions us too. When we chatted with Carl Gearhard, who is the trumpet player from Giant Country Horns, which now I can say is a dear friend of mine. So so we're thrilled to be part of Osiris.
Way to go, thanks. Osiris!
Way to go, Osiris!
Thank
Cheers
you, Osiris.
To that! Yeah, you do good things.
Yeah. So
more importantly, what are we doing tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
No, I'm going to see Fish tomorrow.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
It's the 29th, so we are going to be taking off bright and early. We're going to be driving in to the city. It'll be Jason, Johnny, and I.
Well, we're
going
to drive to Greenwich.
Drive to a train to the city.
Yes, to make
we're,
this.
We're going to stay in Connecticut, not New York.
Yes. And take a train in.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, you
we
know.
We just wanted the cars.
No, we're staying in the city. We're not parking in the city.
Yes.
That is the gist of it.
I would never tell you how to live. No. But you're alive.
Yeah, we got into like a really teeny little Airbnb that's, we have to walk five stories
up. I don't even know if the three of us can fit in it. Never mind sleep in it.
Yeah, we'll see.
I'm already plotting a 24-hour mission.
Yes.
On
the
30th.
On the 30th. You're just
or the 31st.
Go. Yeah. Yeah, well, we're going to be heading in, and we're going to go to, I want to go to FanArt. We're going to be able to go visit some friends, see some people, and then do our thing, go into the show, rage it up, and then hang probably for as long as we can on the 30th, which will be fun, and then cry all the way home, because I don't want to go
you
home.
You won't cry.
None of us ever want to go home, but we'll just get back to hear the
Your
show
cup
at
will
the
be
house.
Fulleth, and then you
and
get to come
we'll
home
have
to
two
me.
Nights of
yeah, who literally
blast.
Was crying because I was home alone with my kid yelling at me. Probably. No. I'm okay. I'm an adult now. I just don't go to fish anymore.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Me either, but I'm trying to fix that tomorrow.
Oh, you're going.
Hopefully the rest of the Transformers don't blow up or the aliens show up.
I
whatever.
Know. It's crazy.
Manifest your destiny. Stop, you know.
Yeah, whatever. You and your destiny.
You're
right.
My destiny.
So, Johnny, I'm going to ask you a question that we ask all of our guests. Tell us your fish story. How'd you get into these guys?
Oh, well.
I don't know.
1993, I want to say March 21st, maybe. I went to the Schnively Arena for my first fish show.
The what?
Schnively?
Schnively. I think it's the Schnively Arena at UNH Durham.
Oh, my goodness.
Snively.
Snively. Okay, yeah, yeah. And I got dragged there by this lovely woman named Claire. She nicknamed me Squirrel because I was, like, all hopped up, just, like, hyperactive.
The original
climbing
squirrel.
Climbing a tree, looking around, and just, like, taking it all in.
You know, they had to pay people to go to that show, I heard, because, like, they couldn't get enough attendance. So they were, like, paying their friends to, like, get people to bring them there.
Sweet. Well, maybe that's what happened. I hope that's what happened.
You were probably paid to go to that show.
Maybe I was. No.
Well, I don't think you mean buy you a ticket or, like, here's a little spending money.
Yeah, like, all hands on deck. We need to, like, get people here. So bring your...
I don't really think they were pushing that hard to try to get... people to show up at their shows.
You don't know what happened behind
93 in Durham. I'm sure they were killing it.
Yeah, they were killing it. I mean, the place was pretty much
the pressure was on.
Yeah. And what was your thoughts?
Well, I'll tell you, I was able to see some of the chess game that was going on, but I will say I drank a bit too much vodka throughout the process. And I do remember my first CC Greenberg as I was puking into a trash barrel.
At least we made it to the barrel.
I know.
Pro.
And I enjoyed it, and I still danced. But that was my first Susie. And I'll never do that one again.
You know what? I got Susie at my first show, too. I was pretty excited. And we just went into Martian Monster for tonight's show.
Yes.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can the listeners hear this?
We going out of that.
Mm. Ooh,
So we don't know.
So 93 is your first show. And then did you end up going to a bunch of shows before we met? Because I don't remember where you were. I know you weren't. You were in a phase for a while there where you were just not into it. While we were doing tour, but...
Yeah, so there was a long period... Well, I did... When I saw Fish first, then I saw the Grateful Dead afterwards. Saw 36 Grateful Dead shows with
Jerry.
What was
your first Grateful Dead show?
My first Grateful Dead show was Holgate, 94. And I went to most of the shows. I think I got shut out of three shows. Buckeye Lake, Deer Creek, I didn't get to St. Louis, maybe, and then but I hit all the rest of the
shows. So you saw one Grateful Dead show, and then that was, and you were on.
Yeah, and so I did a bunch of Grateful Dead until I didn't go on the final 95 tour. I did Spring, and then kind of hunkered back into Salem. At that point, I'm not sure where you guys were at.
Well, we had Chach and I had just met that that spring of 95, and then you guys all came around the following year. It was that following spring of 96 is when Kids for Life started to come around.
December 96 was my first Fish show, so
yours was, yeah. Yeah.
And I'll say it now because it'll come out later. I was one of the first people that got really irritated by the scene at Fish from 96 on.
All you Fish kids ruining Dead Love.
No, it wasn't about that. It was because I don't care for the Grateful Dead anymore. Fish is the best band in the world that I can see right now. The Aristocrats are really good. But, they're the top of the food chain. There's no doubt about it in my mind about psychedelic music. Mm-hmm. And I go where the psychedelic music is.
But did you have a doubt about that? In 04, I agree with you, but I don't think I would have said that in 04.
In 04, I didn't see that. I saw Coventry.
But did you ever think that you would hear yourself say that, like, Fish is the greatest band, like, today, like, if you in 04, like,
and no, I will,
right?
I don't think I would have been able to say that until maybe 2009 after hiatus broke through.
Yeah, because you and I hop right back on it, like,
that
right
fall
off
tour, and we did 2010,
that, yeah, definitely. But right when they came back in 09, Johnny and I took off and we did the whole that Jones Beach run together,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
which was absolutely hilarious.
Epic.
We pretty much got lost on a 1 mile strip for every single night. Every single night we got lost on this freaking 1 mile strip, and we could not figure out where the hell we were going.
Parliament.
It
Big
was a
Ben.
Bit ridiculous.
Knuckleheads.
Really and hilarious.
Just a quick interjection. They are destroying it right now.
Yeah. Turn that up for a second. Those that lighting rig, I can't even get over. Did he add more?
Oh, Corona. Dude, it's like,
oh, wow.
It's like individual lights that go up and down.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Nope, we got two things going on.
Is how grimy they're going now. Those last two shows at Vegas, they were wobbling that shit out so hard.
That was, disregard that.
There we go.
That's crazy. So I feared this was going to just turn into play-by-play, but yes.
We'll go back and forth. This is
continue.
Good.
I do want to catch some redemption here about Ocelote.
Wait. Hold on. Keep going from where we were.
Okay. Hold on there.
Durham, New Hampshire. So you go, right? You go to your first show. Did you listen to them much before then?
Yes.
So you knew all about it, and you were stoked.
Yes.
But then you just went straight to Grateful Dead.
I was into the Dead before that. Right. They were equals. I'd see Fish on my off nights at Grateful Dead and then swing back and forth.
Nice.
But I didn't really love Fish full on until after they came back from hiatus. I saw the music degenerating into the 2000s. At that point, I'd finished it. I went and tried Psytrance out on the West Coast because I was just like, and I'd still see Fish. Don't worry, I'd see Fish every year a couple times, just like I do now, if not more. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, they're a beautiful band. I was a hater for a minute, though, I will say, just because I was seeing the tasers on the lot and the things were like.
Oh, it was a thing to be hated for a minute. It was scary out there.
I couldn't get behind the music. I couldn't get behind the music based on how the crowd was affecting my energetics.
Well, also, our leader was dying in front of us. Mm-hmm. Straight mm-hmm. up.
Mm-hmm. It was, I dropped, I mean, 2.0, and that's when we moved to Oregon anyway, and I've talked about before that 2.0 was hard thing for me to be a part of and even get into, and I just started recently getting back and like listening to it and really appreciating what now, but it just wasn't my jam then. I was too sweet, I guess.
It's funny,
the right word. I wasn't, I don't know.
Johnny, you talk about like going back and forth like that last summer 2004 for Fish, that was like their last tour, and I couldn't even go into most, like I didn't care about even going into the shows. I'd just go and like make money in the lot and then go to the Dead the next night because they like were like, you know, opposite or whatever.
Right.
Who was touring with Further the summer of 2004?
It was it was the Dead with Warren.
Oh, okay.
So you got your acoustic Soul Shine set every day. Yeah.
See, and I'm one of those people, I love the Grateful Dead as a unit. I miss Jerry, but I don't miss Jerry, you know, but I love J-Rad.
J-Rad is like,
they're
carrying the torch.
They're carrying the torch. And so for me, I didn't see very many. I'll go see Phil down at Terrapin Crossroads. You know, I'll go see the Dead if it's the right thing. But I won't go out of my way to see a Dead related thing necessarily. It doesn't make me dance.
You know what's going to, I'm real excited for tomorrow. These boys are lighting it on fire.
What's on your bucket list for tomorrow?
Fucking slice or two, New York pizza.
I meant for songs, news.
I know, that's what I thought too.
A piece of pizza. Well, they are playing Axel as
we speak.
You're
going to go to Sbarro?
Yeah.
Sbarro.
Fuck no.
I want me my wedge slices tomorrow.
Yeah, no, a slice, not a wedge.
Is that one of their Casabat songs?
Yeah, right. wedge me tomorrow, guys.
I can always go for an Axla.
Which they're playing right now.
I know.
Killing it.
It's going to be fun. Well, let's see. I don't care. I'm learning to like all new different kinds of songs now. I was always into the big heavy hitter. Like, Carini's my favorite. Axla's one of my favorite. The sloth is, you know.
Guys, I'm already plotting on how I can come with you tomorrow.
Amazing.
But I don't care. It's always fun. I don't like Slowfish very much. That's when I take a leak.
I've been saying Camel Walk.
You don't like
day.
What very much?
Slowfish.
Oh, well, I love the ballads.
I can get behind like funky, but not like slow.
Farmhouse is like one of my favorite songs.
Yeah, it's a great one.
I love the ballads.
Well, Fish has this impeccable way of always bringing those slow Fish songs at the crucial moment. We'd probably have a heart attack if you kept dancing. So they have to cut it off and like lay it down into the soft stuff for a little bit.
This one's for Nicole Baker.
Set. Yeah,
yay!
This is a
free.
Free.
Love it, love it, love it. And actually, you know what? Speaking of free, for some reason, Johnny's here because he wants to settle to free the story.
Let's settle the score, folks.
Settle the score and free the ocelot story. So, back when we first started the very first episode of Female Centrics, we had the one and only Bethany Barker, who runs Fish Chicks. And one of the things that I wanted to speak about was the big controversy of the ocelot paw that I had posted
the
on there.
The day you almost destroyed Fish Chicks.
The day I
burned
almost
it to the ground.
Brought Fish Chicks down, which I, you know, honestly, once again, I meant no hard feelings.
Guys, you should listen to us, really. She wasn't trying to be...
And Jill, I posted as sweet as can be, thinking it's the most magical thing.
I saw her at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, she's on her way to work. She's feeling great. She's like full of love.
And then I go in the woods and I play with the children and I come back and it is just...
It was the perfect
story. I was like, this is going to go so wrong so fast.
Jill's just popped a bag of popcorn. She's just sitting there.
Yeah.
Bethany's wondering, should she take the post down?
Is this after New York last year?
Yes.
Okay,
yes, yes.
Right. So Vegas doesn't. Right?
So this is when
Oh, it was, not, it was like New Year's run last year.
Yes.
Same,
so,
same date, right? The 29th?
29th, I believe. Uh-huh. Yeah. So Johnny surprises me. Last year, it was the most amazing, bestest surprise in the whole wide world.
I snuck up on her from the West Coast.
I cried so hard watching the video of that. Like,
yep.
It was neat. I followed her to a bar, had a conversation with her. She went into the bar and then was like, now I know she's in there.
On the phone.
Such a
on
nice husband.
I do.
Oh, well, and I got to piggyback this whole thing and roll it into my Merry Christmas gift. So it worked out great.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I always love when Uncle Johnny comes to town. He's slowly becoming my butler, but we can talk about this. We can talk about this later.
We're going to teach him how to make meatloaf.
I'm already Uncle Belvedere. We're working on that.
Benson?
She nailed it.
Yes. Yeah. So last year, we're going into my, you know, hometown Grateful Dead cover band, and I was just talking to Johnny on the phone, and I walk in. And I'm just standing there. And go ahead, Johnny, you can say from your view here.
We saw Pearly Baker's, an amazing cover band out of Fall River.
New Bedford.
New Bedford, Mass. And anyway, yeah, I just surprised her. It was lovely. She freaked out. We had a good time. But let's get back to point. So we got to clear this ocelot situation up.
Yeah, Johnny brought her to the fish show in New York.
So we go to fish in New York, and I hadn't... So, all right, let's step back a tiny bit. I'll give you the story then.
There we go.
It's time for the story of the ocelot.
Yes.
And I shit you guys not. Okay, so earlier that year, I was in Lake Atitlan, Guatemala, which is one of my home away from homes. I spend my time in San Marcos. It's like, it's my one of my favorite places on the planet. Feels the best to me. And I'm walking through San Pedro, and I'm looking around, and all of a sudden this... ocelote paw just catches my eye. I didn't know it was an ocelot paw, but I just saw that it was like a paw on a freaking...
So was it just like hanging in like a...
Yeah, you didn't explain where you were. You said you were at a lake walking around Guatemala.
I was straight up walking down the street and on the table underneath, like, you know, they have their little booths up. And
like
it
a
was...
hut selling things or...
You were at a flea market?
There's dealers of all sorts of stuff on either side in this... It's
people selling
wares. Wares of all
kinds. Kind of like a Shakedown Street, maybe.
Shakedown Street, San Pedro.
Okay.
That's what it would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And all of a sudden, on the table outside of this building is this little buddy, this ocelot paw. And
it just catches your eye.
Of course it does. So I walk past it, and then I'm like, whoa, and walked back to it. And I looked at it, and the man said, ocelote. And I just was like, whoa. And
that's my favorite fish song.
Yeah, it was, and one of mine. And I just was like mystified by it and totally blown away. And I started asking questions. I was like, well, how, where, why? And apparently it was 125 years old, I guess, this buddy was. And it's the great-grandfather of the son or the guy who...
Great-grandson of the kid who...
Yes, thank you. The great-grandson of the kid was the one who wrapped it. And I didn't know what else to do other than liberate.
How much did it cost?
$300 American dollars, which down there
that's a lot of
was a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But I am very aware of things that are priceless.
Stepping up the wire wrap game.
And
is it hard to catch an ocelot?
I would think that there's... I would never want that to happen to any ocelot. Like, the thing about this was the ocelot was dead, and they fucking found it, and this is the last living relic of it. And so for me, it was like a gift. And for them, it was like... Cause
no, I have a question, though.
1 second.
Sorry.
No, okay.
Like, 125 years ago? That's not like poaching, though, right? Wouldn't it be like they use the animal for... Like
they found it dead 125 years ago.
This
the village.
This is what I'm to understand. Or the great-grandfather, I'm to understand, found it. And then they...
So nobody hunted it or anything like that?
Though. Not to my knowledge. Not okay. to my knowledge.
Not and, as the story goes.
Yeah.
As Johnny walks away...
I just
want to
make that clear.
Never mind.
Sorry.
I mean, I hope not, guys.
Sorry to interrupt.
I know. Yeah. Please,
and like,
continue.
Because by no means, like... Oh my gosh, like, this is an endangered species. I mean, this
right,
thing should be
right.
alive. I should, you know, I mean, it's like, don't think that I don't take a lot of gravity into the situation that I wear this on my chest as a talisman, as a source of coming into nature, cat medicine, however you want to look at it from the mystic terms.
Well, there was a reason you gravitated towards it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I'm a mystic, and so this is one of the few things that's really tied between... This is the one item, I can say, that like came out of left field directly reflecting fish on me in a way of a talisman. Mm-hmm. Not only that, with the jaguar cat medicine that I was dealing with down in Mayan country, because down there, it's a whole other ballgame of energetics.
Yeah, I want you to talk about that in a second too. So,
what, Lake Atitlan?
Well, no, about your what you're talking about, the jaguar cat medicine. But I want you to finish this piece first. So you're talking to him, and because it was pretty special that you were gonna be one to own this, correct?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess so, because it'd been there for a while, I guess a couple weeks or something like that, and I was kind of shocked that nobody grabbed it.
I feel like he wasn't gonna sell it to just anybody.
And that could be the case, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because it was so funny. They had, like, the whole family came down and ended up, like, we took a big picture. And well, they saw how thrilled I was. Like, I think they were just, like, knew what I was seeing and how much I appreciated all of that.
At the end of the day, like, you paid this man a lot of money for him. You, like, it was a big hat. It was like a holiday almost.
Yeah.
And...
There's the wedge.
And now you get to honor the animal, really. I mean, we're always going to remember it. You're always going to think about it. I mean, if not, it's just a dead ocelot. And it's a beautiful paw.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
a beautiful necklace.
Even now, my boy Winston, my doggy, chewed it up a tiny bit. It's still in.
It is a cat.
It was mint condition, and now it's maybe 85% mint.
Oh, see, it still looks great.
I chewed my mom's locket when I was little.
Yeah, and if Winston's a cool enough dog to do it, so.
Do you know, so was it the great grandfather who did the rapping too?
No the great grandson did the rap.
Oh wow. Yeah. And what is the rap made of? Is it like
there's copper in it, copper? And then there's some obsidian. Let me Ooh. Grab it real quick.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
But back to Donnie's post where
yeah, there's just copper.
It was
and obsidian.
Just this like item of love and light, and everybody just was so triggered.
Yes.
And mean. It brought out a lot of mean.
Well, this is something that affects people a lot. Like when you see a polar bear about to sink in the ocean, that's the shit that
yes.
makes us cry.
Yes.
So it does. Maybe that's just a need to bring up the kind of, well, what is at the root of what would make that?
I don't know. I think people have been, I don't know. I think you're allowed to wear it. I mean, it's
I mean,
it's
the
a
vegans are a huge
paw,
problem. But
I mean,
well, it was just,
you
yeah.
Know, abusing
just got
anything.
Really mad
it's
at
not,
me.
Yeah, it's just.
And I'm like, no, it was this magical moment. And it just, what, you know.
But yeah, now but, we can let people know that you're caring.
Yeah, but no one knows Johnny or knows the story of how
well,
he got it.
Well, there was a bunch of people that,
well,
did,
yeah.
so.
That did know Johnny. And as soon as they knew it was Johnny, they were like, oh, it's Johnny. Of
oh,
course it
well,
was.
Yeah.
Nice paw, bro.
I guess. I think all humans need to just definitely, because I know I don't like to judge, so it's like we can all just be less judgmental about maybe the things we don't understand altogether and recognize in the moment.
Yeah.
Who knows? There's my public service announcement.
I think it's hard to like trust intentions sometimes, you know? I trust everybody's intentions for the most part, and it gets me not in trouble. It just makes me naive, you know? I get hurt easy, I guess.
The internet is a very weird place in which people feel comfortable saying all kinds of things. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's just, it's the weird. It's weird.
Well, and tell me about your, like, what do you mean about, because you were talking about this earlier, and I was going to ask you, but I feel like I'd ask you better on now, the cat medicine. The
Jaguar
cat medicine. What are you talking about?
So I developed, I didn't develop.
you developed it?
I fell into a working system of, it's a mixture between, I would say, Tai Chi, yoga, acrobatics. It's all this sort of form and play, letting go, moving around.
Are you into cat play? Is that like dog
DMT
play?
Like, no, but it's like the kind of thing you would do like after your meditation practice in the morning, let's say. At that point, I was having a meditation practice in the morning and then doing this afterwards. But basically, it was stretching.
Wait, so you've developed this?
Yeah. It's simple, and it works for everybody because it's all based on you taking in the contours of your own cat energy and acting like a cat. We can play with this stuff later.
Can we put this on three DVDs and sell it for $29.99?
Probably. Yes. It's so simple.
I believe it was an
Johnny,
Asian man.
I think you're going to make
who,
us all rich.
He was 70 years old, and for 2 hours a day, he would go around like a cat. Like walking around, going up the stairs, and just how a cat moves for like exercise.
Okay, so yes, maybe distill that down into more of an
one your
hour.
Balls?
No,
you're
flexible.
Arching your back,
but
we're talking about a regimented routine.
It's sort of like the way I see it is you take in a lot of chi and energy, and then you release it all back into the ground, and you use the ground as your tool, as well as at the same time. And then all of a sudden, you get that energy spurt that a cat would have, and you just want to like jump up, flip around.
You purr, and you
scratch the tree.
Your
eyes get real big.
Yeah, no, nothing like that.
Scratch, fever.
Yeah, and I bite my nails, so that wouldn't even apply.
I know.
So
I hope they play that tomorrow night.
Do you chase birds?
No, but the contour of the exercise is
Are you afraid of spray
Jaguar
bottles?
Medicine. I love spray bottles. Yeah.
Johnny, we're going to have to go back to this off air because
I will
be the next Tybo, I feel like.
I will give you guys a description of this in the morning.
Yes, I want to see this.
You can see it.
Maybe we could do a video of it.
Have you ever heard of
freezing in Maine,
play?
Though?
It's freezing in Maine. Why, you have to go outside in order to?
Yeah, I mean, you could do it on the ground if you had, like, padding.
We have a scratching post in the house.
That's not going to work. I was doing it in your yard when I was here in the summertime.
Oh, no.
We'll put some trash bags down.
Cardboard.
They break dance on
that. It's not that cold.
I have to see what you're talking about. I think it's hard to explain.
It's impossible.
I get what you're saying. I just like thinking
about you.
I'm
actually very intrigued, I think.
Well, in the Mayan culture, I don't know how it really flows because I'm not that deep in as far as like my knowledge of when all of the times and all the archetypes go. But one thing I got for sure was before I ever found Ocelot, it was as soon as I got to Lake Atitlan, there was something different, and the best way I could interpret it out to was the cat medicine, because it was jaguar or panther, I don't know, and like it incorporated. It was a whole evolution of a process, a meditation, a workout, just like a creative way to like flow, acrobatic. You know, like you get into
being active and stretching is great, and moving around.
But
like
getting back, spinning down, spinning all around.
That's how you dance.
Very much dance.
Yes.
But then we're talking going upside down. We're talking like, working out different.
Yeah, it's about concentrating on something and making doing the moves you're doing,
and also finding a place that brings that out in you.
Like, that's good for your. That has to be good for you.
And then the best part is you just sink into any of the parts of where you're getting sore or where you're tight.
So
every time you find a spot, that's how the cats do it. They're like, they do that whole stretch out thing. That's and so you just lean into that tightness.
I think all of this should be edited out. We don't want people stealing ideas.
Hold on.
Good luck, guys.
You're doing this in Guatemala,
yeah.
Right? So were Guatemalans going by and like
crazy
watching
what?
You do this? Did they make fun of you in Spanish?
That has happened before, but not for this. No, I was doing it in a place that I was basically by myself. But yeah,
is Guatemala the jungle?
Not where I am in it.
Not really.
I'm Atitlan is a volcanocopia.
The jungle. I would never go to the jungle. It's too many bugs and creepy things.
Yeah, is there lots of bugs there? Tons of bugs.
No.
No.
So just be careful, because you don't need a parasite.
Do you feel like you picked up any of this Paris. When you were in Egypt at all? Like when you was that something? Do you feel like you were
cat medicine in Egypt? I don't know if I was with that at that point.
Mm-hmm. You know.
They like cats too,
that's
right?
That's a good question,
all
Don.
A step into
I wonder
the...
if it started there. If that was something that inspired you from
cats
there.
I mean, that
you
doesn't...
were doing tons of yoga then, weren't you?
I was doing it beforehand.
Yeah.
While I was there, a little bit.
When did you do that retreat that you were telling me about?
What is that?
You said you did a retreat, a meditation retreat.
You've done a couple of those.
Oh, the Vipassana meditation.
Where you?
Yeah. Anybody out there? I highly suggest the Vipassana meditation
really
to everybody.
Do it.
And everybody's like, I'll never be able to do it. Yes, you will. It's not that bad. It gives you all the tools you need to go ahead and take 10 days off, go into silence, and sit with your shit for a while.
That could be like a huge step towards the addiction problem, too.
Oh, my gosh. It's... Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing.
Just go and...
It was out in Western Mass.
In silence
was that
for 10 days?
The biggest one is in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. The thing is, you got to sign up early.
Yeah.
So sign up.
I know. I looked up because I was like, oh my God, this would be perfect. Like next month.
We might have some free time coming up.
I know. But I think it's like the next one that possibly would be like, it was like in May or,
yeah.
we'll
or something. Something like
list.
That.
What you do?
Are you talking
here's the
about
first
you
thing
going
you
and not speaking for 10 days?
Yes.
Both of us.
Yeah.
Do it.
I know.
Oh my God, this would be so good for you, Jay. Holy shit.
I'm supposed to go and not talk for 10
no,
days?
No, you're fine.
No, me and Donnie are going to go.
These guys go.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's
going
to help
you. Can we start with
out.
10 minutes?
I know. I want to be a fly on the wall with her trying to pull this off.
Like, can I talk to a plant? Can I just go outside and talk to a tree? It's like anything. Like, can you run away and
are you there, God?
Talk to the ground for a minute? Like, how do you, like, work through... How do you work through it when you really, like, need to? You just don't. You can't, right?
You have an opportunity to talk to the teacher if you have something that...
Oh, God.
That if you're having a problem. If you're having a problem.
Yeah.
You can make words. But essentially...
No, don't tell her that. No.
Essentially,
I need to go to
you're
the
quiet.
Nurse.
The guy
and
have cramps.
It's fun. You'll like it. You guys will both like it because it's a game. Like everything else. And it's,
oh, you're very competitive.
And it's like that. And it's like fun. It's like everybody else is doing it. Like, it's like in that sense when you're in there, you know, it's like, I don't know. I guess it's really not like that. But you can make it that way to help you out.
Well, I mean, just the fact, I mean, that you can like just rest.
You're going to leave me with those kids for 10 days?
I'll come be Uncle Belvedere.
No, he already said he'd come be Uncle Belvedere.
I'll be Uncle Belvedere if
I'm
you guys
I'm just kidding. I just find the concept very interesting. I don't think I've ever not talked to you for 10 days.
I know. That would be... Yeah, no, not even anything. We couldn't even get, like, freaky little texts to each other
or
anything.
Or you wouldn't be able to send your little selfies
no,
to each other.
No, nothing.
Yeah. Chill out.
They take away your cell phone. You know,
Chill's always like, eh.
No, it's really adorable, though.
You give up your
I
cell phone.
You,
you don't bring any books or any reading material in. You don't have a notebook
what?
Or anything.
You can't bring your...
You can't take notes?
Sounds like
wow.
a present.
You don't want to take notes.
It's worse.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, but I'll tell you what. The discourse is incredible. So I can't remember what time, 5 or 6 o'clock after the meditation, you... Goenka speaks for maybe an hour and a half, and
you have to speak. So discourse? Did you say going cusps? I don't. What?
Sorry. Yeah,
we'll probably be so skinny afterwards too.
I know.
The food's great, and discourse
because
is when Goenka. Goenka. He was the He's the person who found it out of Burma and brought it back. Because this is the unabridged form. The reason that India is so famously holy is because Buddha sat underneath the Bodhisattva tree, figured it out finally, and then spread this technique, because it's about a breathing technique with a body scan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why India became enlightened for such a long time. Well, it degenerated because everything gets bastardized, you know, charlatans come in, everyone wants to tweak it a little bit, make it about something else. You know how it goes. This is the pure form of it. To do this meditation, you can't pay for it. You have to, you aren't even allowed to donate to it unless you complete the course. This is the absence of snake oil. Mm. And that,
Donnie, you could do like a fish chicks retreat.
Yeah, let's get back onto. I didn't know it was doing a Vipassana.
No, we're doing it. I'm all. I see it all connected. That's what the part of a community is. You know, it's like fish in the fish community, and this is part of.
Right.
You're part of the community. Meditation is part of the community. You know, travel is part of the community. Absolutely,
proving our point that the ocelot is part of the community.
Yes.
So everyone got real mad about the paw.
Now everybody's gonna want one.
Yeah, hopefully all you paw haters out there just know that it came from good cause. It came through good spirit. It came through love. Mm-hmm. That's the underlying quality of all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And without synchronicities of being in the right place at the right time in love with all, ocelot paws just don't fall into laps. So I feel very honored and I'm humbled by the fact that I get to carry this thing with me. And share the love of it, especially when I come to see fish, because that's...
So if you see an ocelot paw wearing a red sequin headband wrapped around it at the show, go say hi.
Yeah. We can get its own little red sequin
wrap. Headband.
Why don't we build it a whole, like, altar nativity scene? It can go right in the middle and be like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, the ocelot paw. It'd be so gaudy.
You could set it up on the water wheel.
Fucking awesome.
Anyways, paws. What's next, Don?
What if I showed up with a sloth paw? How do you think that would go?
Oh, those claws.
I bet they're going to play that tonight now.
They already did.
They wouldn't like it.
Oh, no, that was the wedge. They played wedge. They play that. Sloth tomorrow night.
I hope so. All right. So with that, well, actually, we will take a break and we will be right back. All right, we are back, and coincidentally, we are back with If I Could, streaming live as we go on the 28th here. And funny enough that this was mentioned, Scott Marks mentioned this from fish.net on Twitter, that this is the first time If I Could was ever played at MSG.
Hold on, Donnie. So how many songs tonight we called... This one,
mm-hmm.
The Wedge. There was another one, too, I think.
Where did we... I don't know. I don't remember. But good show so far.
Make another call. Maybe they'll play it.
I know. We'll see here. I did read someone else had called Marsha Marnser, but you know what? Well, I'm thinking about it, because where did my ye olde phone go? Because I do want to say... Ye olde phone. I wonder if so. Scott Marks is somebody I do want to hang on 1 second.
As she goes through her little flippy phone.
Here we are, as my flippy phone. So not this one.
Nope, the other one.
Her Nokia.
Try that third one.
hang on 1 second.
Is that
second.
A burner phone?
No, get the other. It's on the other burner phone.
Do you remember the old Nokia? Go ahead,
yeah. So, Fish returned to the garden, and that was today, obviously. And these songs were played this year, but never at MSG. If I Could was one of them. It's been played 55 times overall. Bike, lengthwise, Mountains in the Mist.
What is it? Bowie or Maze?
It's Maze.
Maze is startup. Mexican Cousin, Skin It Back, Mellow Mood, Cool It Down, Shade, and Set Your Soul Free. All these have not been played at Madison Square Garden, so I wonder if they will end up playing these songs.
I'd like Shade and Set Your Soul Free.
Oh, Shade's so beautiful. Really is. It really is beautiful. But yeah, so we are back. And Johnny, wanted to talk to you about, I guess, some of your best, you know, or maybe best festivals or your best...
some of your favorite.
Your favorites. Fish moments.
Some of my favorites.
Do you have
you.
A favorite
yes.
fish show?
Absolutely.
I do have a favorite fish show.
What is it?
It's Jay's first show. Manchester.
2010.
10-26-10.
That's when I met you.
That was my favorite show. The set list all together, all the songs that were on it. It was, to me, it's my favorite today. Well, I'm one of those people that every show I see is my favorite, but that's one that really sticks out in my mind as being just an eloquent song, set list and just breakdown of everything. You get...
Speaking of Mellow Mood.
It ended with The Show of Life as the encore. I mean, you can't get better than that. And then you get... I don't remember what else was in it. It was like
it
Sloth.
Opened
it was
after Midnight. Good.
Alumni.
Alumni.
Yep.
Blues.
Alumni Blues.
Night Nurse.
Yep. Oh, yep. Man. I know the whole show was just absolutely outrageous, and yeah, that was the night that that you came as
chaperone,
a chaperone.
Man.
Oh, that's right. Did you make sure these bad kids weren't getting into trouble?
You failed or
oh,
succeeded?
Oh yeah, I can imagine I don't know how that worked.
How
out.
You look at it?
We made good trouble. It was perfect.
Well, because you and I, Johnny, had been on a run like it was what 25 shows in a row that you
something
just
like that.
Yeah, that just you and I had and we had you know integrated Jill had been with us and we had a few other people and Mike rest in peace. What's his last name?
Mikey Jones.
Yeah, yeah, Mikey Jones.
Bless that mofo.
Yeah, he's a good man. Definitely
deep
met
impact.
Him. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure.
John, I'm so grateful we got to spend those like. Crush 25 shows together because that was we needed that.
Mm-hmm.
Where were like your children, young lady?
With home with Chachi, he wasn't into.
Oh, that's
yeah,
true.
You know, he wasn't into going to him, and so I just made sure everything was arranged. I was on salary at the time, you know, like. Just they
what,
were sporadic.
3 weeks, so it wasn't even that long. 3 weeks or so.
Well, yeah, but they were like sporadic, you know. Mm. So it was like the fall we'd hit a few, and then you know whatever. And that first that when they first. We went to, did you end up going to Fenway Park in
2009? Oh, yeah, of course I did. I went to Dave Matthews' band the night before it, and that was the most ridiculous part of the whole equation, because I used to think that Grateful Dead and Fish bands were sort of culty in some way until I got into a Dave Matthews band. Woo!
Do you remember when Trey opened for Dave Matthews? No. I did like a whole tour of that in the winter. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've never been in any place where every single person other than me was singing every single word to every single song.
Did you get in trouble for dancing?
I was more just baffled and sort of noodling. I wasn't.
Don't drink the juice.
Baffled and noodling. That should be the name of your album.
Baffled and noodling. That should
no,
be
the memoirs.
The memoirs.
Baffled and noodling. That would be really good. I like that one. I'm a born clown, so all that sounds.
Where's the stenographer? Write that down.
Yeah. All right.
Remnants of getting kicked off the.
All right.
Joshua
let's get
bus.
Back on track to Johnny's favorite things.
Yes. Yes. Well, I just want to talk about like Jones Beach there for a minute because we were only supposed to go to like the weekend show. And as soon as Fenway happened, you and I just like took off and we were like just the two of us went down to Jones Beach. And that's where we're like driving on the highway. And we look over and it's Chris Cabral driving next to us in his van. And that was the first time we met Zeb. Mm. So we pull over on this side of the road and out pops Chris and out pops Zeb. And then we actually get to the show. Neither one of us are trying to like get in line at the same time. Boom. We both end up in line at the same time. We're on that crazy lot.
Those lovely synchronicities that just keep unfolding in our
was
worlds.
Was it raining? Was that the one? It always rains in Jones
it did. Mm-hmm. It did. It rained
it was
a whole bunch.
It nice rain, though.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't bad. We just watched so many
menu.
People get busted.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
I mean, maybe they shouldn't have been selling their drugs. They shouldn't have been giving them
fruit.
Away.
Hey, I passed out cradling a handle of vodka on Jones Beach lot. They left me alone. That's why you guys were at Coventry. That's what I was doing.
Coventry.
Killing it.
I will say this. I've never left any fish shows except for Coventry. I stayed in Coventry, obviously.
Fair weather fan.
But I could not make it through those shows without walking out. I just hate to say that, but that's where it was for me. I was making up better melodies in my head that were way more entertaining than what was happening on the stage. As much as I was so blown away that the band was like ending, I was like saddened, also just like good, because I knew that they weren't going to be gone forever. And that's what made me so psyched to come back to 2009. And see, I think of this whole new era of Phish, because everyone's like, oh man, that 94, 95 crushing it shit. Yeah, they were fucking fast, furious, rugged, and fucking just jamming shit out, no doubt. But the contour of the music that they've come to now is so much more relative. It's so much more.
The energy of the four of them. I mean, Trey just set this amazing example for so many people. I mean, our friends were literally dying, you know, in front of us, and he could have easily went the way of so many, and instead he did, you know, and he is a promoter for Drug Court, and I just...
What is Drug Court, Joe?
It's like if you're a first offender, mm-hmm. so instead of going to jail, it's like a program that you can do. Like, I think he had to do volunteer, you know, so many hours.
He got busted in Eureka.
Did he really?
In my hometown, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, right after he came out, after the hiatus, and he was...
I think it was in New York.
Oh, I know that he
Upstate
was...
Upstate New York.
I think he ran into some sort of shenanigans in my neighborhood.
Well, yeah.
Could have been, yeah. Well, it's crazy enough, too, because with Coventry, I think I've talked about this before, but I went to Coventry by myself, and I never ended up seeing you, Johnny, while we were there. It was pre-cell phones. Mm-hmm. Yep. So imagine that, like,
and
going up.
Maybe for you suckers. I had a cell phone.
Yeah. I actually.
No, I did not get a cell phone until 06. Daphne was born already. That's crazy.
Well, I got my cell phone in, what, 99 when we were living
you,
in Oregon.
Yeah, because when we drove back in 01.
Still the best cell phone I ever had.
In 01, we drove back and you lent us your cell phone to drive back. And I remember being so excited sitting in the back seat of my car.
Like the antenna like Zach Morris phone?
No, it wasn't that bad.
Nokia
it was
brick
like
with snakes on it.
Oh,
remember
I had
the game
that.
Snakes?
Yeah.
You didn't did you have a pager?
I definitely had a pager.
Yeah, I don't remember if I ever had a pager.
I had a see-through green one.
Fuck no, dude. I was in elementary school.
Yeah, right.
Does anybody out there remember the chinger?
So was I.
The chinga?
The chinger when they
oh,
were...
Oh, yeah, chinger. You make calls on tour that way.
Mm-hmm.
Or you call the... Like, you could call, like, collect. You'd be like, I'm alive. Okay, bye.
Yes, yes. Well, I think Jay Blakesburg was talking about that when we interviewed him, the clinger, about how people were getting, like, corporate...
Yeah, he... Told yeah. the story. If you go something about
didn't the guy sell out
800 number or something crazy. Happened.
He sold the product to I think 9X.
Oh, it was a product. Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Yeah,
this was people were getting like credit cards and stuff, and then they'd call on the like the payphone at the venue and leave it off so that people on the other end could like listen to the show. It was like the first live streaming, but
it's like their parents 1-800 collect.
Yeah. Yeah. Off a corporate credit card somehow.
That's dedication,
right?
That's dedication to the music right there.
So Kids you, today. I didn't, Bam. I don't think I know you left Coventry.
I mean, I left the shows. I didn't
actually
leave.
Yeah, that's what I mean, but like you.
I went in and I gave it the college try. It was like, I wasn't at the point of crying. I was not mopey over it. I was seeing it as like as how I was seeing it, and I was seeing it a lot of trash and mess happening, and a lot of just like it was a beautiful culmination of effects that led to it.
I went to a festival once, and they didn't even play. we had to go right home.
Still better than Coventry.
That's what everyone says.
And granted, so coming back a minute, like once Phish and I weren't getting along that well, I found the String Cheese incident in 2001 while I was in Oregon.
That's, yeah.
And so I took a ride with those guys for a long period, and they're fucking incredible.
Pranksters.
They're a wonderful project altogether. They're on team. To the Phish fan, I'll tell you, there's maybe been one or two, maybe three times where I was like, oh yeah, they're getting me up to that space where I can like, where I'm expecting maybe they'll actually take me to a new crescendo, but no, it's not like any kind of runaway or
run like an antelope or anything like that. They don't quite have the same chops. So from the musical perspective, you know, Fish takes the cake. Sorry,
I've seen a couple of their Halloween shows, like webcasted, and it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, one of these days.
I've never seen them.
Yeah, I feel like I can't go now without you bringing me. Like, you have to bring me to my first cheese show.
Oh, yeah, I would love to.
Yeah, yeah, one of these days.
And it's their 25th anniversary all the cheese kids are all in Colorado for the 25th anniversary, which is exciting. But I've only known them 11 years. This is my anniversary of Fish now, 93, whatever that would be. I don't have math in my head right now, but 20 years.
25
years. Yeah, it's my 25th anniversary of Fish.
Yep.
And there's been a couple years where I haven't seen them. But I don't think so. I think every year I'd either see them once or twice.
Do you think they're playing better now than ever?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And now they're getting more inventive. The Gayudica show was like that in itself, and I didn't get to go to it, but heard it. They're onto so many more platforms than they ever were before. They've evolved.
Back in 10, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now they're ripping it apart.
Yeah, no, what they're pulling off now this year has just been, and it's crazy too, because like, I feel like the summer, I was a little bit nervous. I feel like, I don't know, it took them a little bit to me anyway, but I, you know, and I've talked about this before, I think it's just had a lot to do with new rigs and whatnot. And then just once they hit it, it was towards the end there, it was just.
And Corona.
Developing new theme song, like new themes underneath, right? Mm, it's not that easy. They could just recap all of their old styles.
It's like new albums every year.
But to take to reinvent
the music they're pumping out. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. And like, so what
to reinvent a new style. Yes, yes.
When I got out of Vegas and seeing them, how they were because I was doing the simulcast while I was in California to some of them. But what I was really getting into with them was that they were bringing out this whole new undercut of music. It was like we were working in multiple spaces. It was like to the untrained eye, it would come off wobbly, that it wasn't necessarily like congruent. But at the same time, that was what they were shooting for. It was like this really cool mix of like phonics that they were playing with,
and they're having so much fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I think everyone's having fun.
Yeah, yeah, no, definitely across the board. Across the board, it's absolutely fantastic.
Well, guys, I'm not having fun. No. Just kidding.
And guess never. What? We get to go tomorrow. Jilly, you getting in the car or what?
Probably.
She's working.
We do have a minivan.
There's room.
She's working on it.
Topsfield's on the way. Just drop her.
Yeah.
Give me an opener prediction. We already have a certain sample set from...
For tomorrow, you think?
Yeah.
What did I say earlier that I was wrong about?
Oh, they'll play 2001 if I'm not there, so enjoy that.
You're welcome. They played that last year as far as Johnny. I can't remember. What did I say earlier that I thought they were going to play?
I like what you said. Stealing Time.
Oh, that was my call for tonight.
I made us tomorrow nights.
The Curtain.
Got a Jaboo.
Mm-hmm. The last time, I was just going to say, the last time that we went was we did the four-night run in 2011.
New York?
Yeah, no, yeah.
All four nights.
Yep, yep, all four nights.
That wasn't the last time. We went New Year's.
That the four of us went. Did. Yeah. Wow, I mean, sorry, that the three of us went was 2011, and we ended up going and climbing over... climbed over some fencing of sorts and landed in a spot where we were just ended up being able to stay all four nights.
Gate crashers suck.
Yeah, but we climbed up, so
climbed up to jump down.
And then that's different.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're cool.
That's where we're gonna go tomorrow. Actually, I know that spot.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be great.
So last year I did. And you guys, you Fish fans might hate me now because I did two nights at the 28th, 29th of Fish, and then I went up and saw Cheese up at Porchester because I needed to be able to catch both. Am I ever going to have the opportunity to see two and two with Cheese and Fish? And it was the perfect storm for me. But what I will say is one of the most neatest things is that Cheese was super responsive about Fish. I got to see those guys coming in, and they played out of Miss Brown's Tea House. They start playing the jam from... I got Gogi Apparatus. So in the middle of, all of a sudden, Gogi Apparatus jam is just like flooding the Cheese Kids. And us kids in there that know our music looked at each other and we're like, oh, hell yeah. It's like, and we had a blast with that.
Suckers. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ah, that is awesome. That is awesome.
I haven't seen him since New Year's a few years ago, right? Was that the last time?
16. Yeah, it was our, and that was our New Year's miracle. Right.
Petrichor.
Yeah. Mm. It was. I fell in love with Petrichor the night. I can't even get over what a beautiful song that is. As a slow song, is that a slow song you dig?
Yeah, I like
which
that.
Which one?
Petrichor. When the rain came down. Mm. That song.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did the whole thing. They made it rain.
Yeah.
Yep. And then they made it rain cats and dogs as well.
I watched the video of the gag in 11 with the, they hoisted him up above the crowd with all the balloons and
the
stuff.
The ones that we were.
When you and I were there, yeah.
Yeah.
No, not the meat stick one. It wasn't meat. I don't know, but Trey and Mike both got hoisted up over the stage.
Yes, that was the steam night.
Yeah, steam.
We were there.
Yeah.
And then they had the people floating in the air.
Yeah. That was cool.
Oh, yeah, another Fish favorite moment.
Yeah.
I was at Oswego, and I was witness right up, like, not front, but right up in the mix when we were trying to win the Macarena. And
you got to talk about win the Macarena. What's that?
The Macarena was that big dance.
Well, I know that, but what did they do?
What like, Fish show?
All season long, we were learning to do the Macarena. Oh, we were doing the meat stick, sorry, so that we could beat out the Macarena.
Okay.
As, like, the most choreographed amount of people doing
for like the Guinness Book of World Records,
yeah,
so like the naked photo shoot.
I remember
thing.
Hearing about that.
Sure.
And they were right. Guinness Book shouldn't have given us the award because there was way too many people not choreographed. And as hard as they were trying, we were all just
so you
failing.
Got the pity Guinness World Record.
Yeah, right. We got an A for effort. Yeah. That's for sure.
You guys are idiots. You can have the record.
Everyone
anyway.
Gets a medal.
That was the summer of 98, right? As we go?
98, maybe?
99.
Yeah. 99. Okay. Yeah, because that was, like, when it says Oswego, and I know there was a festival, that was one of the only ones that wasn't, that I did not go to, but I was trying to figure out why, but that's when I was living in Oregon, and I didn't come back for them, though.
Are you sure? Because mm-hmm. I think I left for Oregon after that.
After what? No. I got to Oregon, because I went to my farmhouse the fall of 98. And then went right to Arkansas after that. Well, Vegas, and then went to
that
Oregon.
That was like when I met Adam and the One Wolf Love guy and all with Timmy and all that. Was that somewhere?
One Wolf or True Love?
True Love.
True Love.
Rim True. 1-800 Rim True.
I think there's a lot of red flags with ever who this guy was.
Oh, yeah. Well,
and
yeah.
I just used quotation marks when I said this guy.
Yeah.
Not that he wasn't True Love, but.
Well, do you know True Love came to us when you were living behind our couch
fucking
on
looks.
Levitt Street.
Way back in the day.
And whoever was with him ended up stealing some money from us.
Smelled like feet
it wasn't
in that apartment.
Oh, my goodness.
One
so
spoon.
That first.
Was that
no,
a friend
it was one
of
bowl,
too?
10 spoons. When we had literally a one bedroom apartment and there were. Was it you?
Wookiee Central.
You, Nikki, Janelle, Peter, Timmy, Adam, Chach, and I.
Becca and Doug.
Becca and Doug, they were downstairs. Yeah. Yep. And so we're, and then Jay and Colleen were also, and then Pat and Lisa.
Would you guys take over a whole Section 8 building?
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
It wasn't a Section 8 building. But.
They moved out on the porch at one point. And like, but yeah, no, they. It was just, there's video too, and that video is hilarious. But they,
was that on beta?
Reel to reel.
Somebody has that video. I think Adam has the video, actually.
He probably does.
Yeah. And it is hilarious because all of us like laying around.
You mean
on,
Dancing Bear?
Yes, Dancing Bear at the
patchwork
time, exactly.
Everywhere,
patchwork
as far as the
everywhere,
eye can
yep.
See.
There was the two cats, there was the rat, there was Humboldt, Caspian, and then you guys moved out onto my porch, and then
did we have,
it was condemned.
Pigeon at this point?
What?
Did we have Pigeon?
Pigeon, yep.
Oh, Pigeon was there too. Great
yep,
cat.
Yep. Pigeon was there, and like the VW buses that were like lining around the side of
how
the
many,
freaking
how
place.
Many jobs between the lot of you?
Donnie had one.
I was
hey, there was hustles. There was hustles.
There was definitely hustles.
I'm just curious. What, 10 people, one job?
Chach was cooking.
I think
things were cheaper.
Wait, I didn't have a job. I didn't have a job till later. Yeah, I know. I was playing music and hustling.
You had a job?
Yeah.
Hustling and playing music.
Do you remember we would do the freak parade with the
absolutely. We would take our instruments and,
all
big
our animals.
Clown posse with everybody and the animals
and
together
go
right through the ghetto of Salamestre. Yeah. Granted, it's not
the
like
point.
Yeah, the point. Yeah. It's not like the ghetto.
No,
by
no.
the Wendy's.
Time to go freak out the squares, man.
Puerto Rican, Haitian, Dominican
population.
They loved
you guys.
I'm sure. And,
yeah, they did.
They're like, oh, we ain't going to fuck with those crazy people. Yeah.
Yes, no, there was a whole bunch of, because it was cheap. It was cheap housing, so it was all the college kids lived down there too, you know, in that place. But no, I mean, the whole big joke was like Don tiptoeing through the unemployed to get to class somehow. But, and you know, and it's so funny, my deposit for the place, it was only $475 a month, okay? So my deposit was only, yes, was rent, was only $475. And I was so pissed off when we left there. I had no idea that we didn't get our deposit back.
Oh,
dude, you left the place condemned.
Figure.
My God.
Donnie, what's funny is that you had the Salem house and then Nancy had the Rochester house with the same scenario of different wooks, and then we all combined at some point
into a super
and
tribe.
Grew a big super house.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Just followed, and everybody was connected through Timmy.
Yeah.
Pretty much. That's how everybody met. When we didn't really realize that until after he passed away. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, yeah, definitely. Fish and Timmy. And one of these days, I do want to have a podcast just on Timmy because there's so many amazing stories about.
I was talking to my sister's boyfriend's nephews about Timmy Cooper earlier today and just having a laugh at that he had.
He existed
on tour, and he had a goldfish in a bowl that he could take as a necklace. And
how long did that live?
Well, he went. He got a ticket to the show, and he put it on the freaking
second set.
yeah. Essentially, he put it up on the dashboard, and then the sun came and
hit cooked the goldfish.
Oh, no. Cooked the old goldfish, and so by the end of the show, that pet had gone.
Yeah.
It's like Ricky with the Trailer Park Boys.
I wonder if he ever got a harpoon.
Timmy lived, so there was one apartment we had where Johnny lived in the end of our hallway where we had it like, you know, fashioned off. And then we just shut one of the doors. So you lived there. And then shortly after that, that's when Timmy moved in because you moved out with Camilla. And that was when he had a Gigapet.
Oh.
For like a hot minute. And one day I just hear beep, beep, beep. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what is that? I'm like looking around. At this point, Timmy had already gone through a good 5, 6, 7 animals
he
that
killed the toy.
No. I'm coming across
immediately.
Beep, beep, beep. Yeah. And then I find it in the pillow.
I even had it.
And it was just X's in the gigapet size.
You know, of all the pets he killed, I feel like he was more upset about the gigapet than he was any of them.
And it's not even like, the goldfish was definitely that, but it was more of like, he would just, like, somebody would just take one, or like Caspian, like my dog, Caspian, like he's like, has this teeny little puppy, like, oh, I'm just gonna, can you watch him for the night? And then like a week and a half later.
12 years later.
Yeah.
RZA, I mean, he got RZA, but he didn't pay for him. Like, I got a bill. It was like, here's your birthday present. And it was like, oh, the dog has
and
mange
the bill.
And this and that. Oh. And then I was 16, and then RZA had to have like emergency surgery. It was like $2,000.
What an asshole.
Oh, my dad was thrilled.
What are you doing?
It was he got a puppy when we were living in Oregon, and still Humboldt was with us and whatnot. And we were all, the dogs were all hanging out, whatever, perfectly fat, great little puppy. And we all went out one afternoon hanging out with all the dogs. We come back and the puppy's just dead. Like, Caspian and Humboldt are totally fine. Like, what?
He got another dog after RZA, this little dog, Scarlet. And
who keeps letting him get dogs?
No, he would get them on his own.
Yes.
But they he tied her to a pole at Gathering of the Vibes, and somebody stole her. And we were like, I don't even care.
Thank goodness.
Yeah, yeah, right. We were like,
might
glad.
Have a chance.
Yeah. Yeah,
he did that outside of a store too, a grocery store, and they came back and the dog
was
gone.
That was right
was
before
gone.
We got arrested in Hartford, and he had crack time written on the back of his head. They shaved his head, and he had to go to jail in Hartford with crack time written on the back of his head.
Oh my god!
Yeah, he lost his glasses. Oh yeah.
Oh, that's not
99.
The place.
Oh yeah,
that is not the place for Timmy.
His dreadlocks were like notorious. He had like two just mats on the back
of
his
head. No,
these
weren't even dreadlocks. This was just his hair, but he was just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And bless his heart, he was one of the most brilliant men and amazing guitar player and biggest hearts and love that man. Love.
Sweet,
love.
Sensitive man.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep. Definitely.
So funny.
Definitely. But that will be an episode that we'll have because I wanted to get everybody to write in a story or we'll call it.
You kids don't love me.
That's
like
actually a really good
ass.
Idea.
Yeah.
I like your thinking.
Oh, yeah.
If
for
we
sure.
When we lose potent members of our community, we should do that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And
no.
So the listeners out there, because we all know each other through indirect ways and like
I'm
how
sure
many different lines.
Everyone has a Timmy.
Yeah. So, you know.
Everybody definitely has a Timmy.
Feel free to bring it on up when somebody's important in our group of loves dies because it's we need to learn how to grieve and move through it.
Yeah.
There was a really good group on Facebook. It was like not Fade Away or something like that and it was a really good like memorial. Like anybody could like post pictures of people and like you did see like a lot of kids that you knew like from tour and stuff that are here.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting thing. I didn't know about that.
Yeah, I'll find it and I can show you.
Yeah.
We love you more than words can tell, I think is the name of the group.
Well, yeah, because I mean, you're Jesse be on there too. And yeah. Rest in peace.
I mean, Gayla.
Fucking Banksy.
Gayla, yeah.
Banksy just died out in California, Grass Valley.
There's
he was a little bit more cheese than fish, but he was definitely one of psychedelic masters and would go to any show.
Yeah, there's way too many of them. Now I definitely want to have one of those. But on a lighter note, I'm gonna close up this little interview with just a little piece that happened recently. I don't know if you know about this one, Johnny. Before we go into Market Price. But so Bella Anastasio is obviously Trey's daughter. Okay. She put out a post on Fish Chicks asking for people to send in pictures and stories about love, like home, like love. Yep.
I know, right?
Loves and children, families that have been created because of fish. And she put together a full scrapbook for Trey. For Christmas of all of us. And so this was what she had written here. So she said, thank you so much to everybody who responded to my earlier post about this gift and sent photos. Your pictures and stories were so heartwarming and beautiful. I could only include a few hundred photos, but I'm grateful to every single person who responded. This was an effort to somehow begin to express the immense gratitude I and know many of you feel towards this band. And I know Dad felt that gratitude to reading this today. He was speechless and tearing up the entire time reading it. He's excited to show the rest of the band over the New Year's run. So she said, thank you again and Merry Christmas. Can't wait to boogie in the same room with so many of you for a couple days. Let's bring all these feelings of love and gratitude into the new year. Side note, based on this lovely couple's wedding photo, I named the book We Are Happy and Thank You Fish. So, I mean, there's just these gorgeous pictures of them
that
enjoying,
is absolutely beautiful,
yeah,
Dawn.
Of them enjoying
the
pictures
so
today.
Cool.
The
yeah.
one picture of him with like,
yeah.
And how great is Bella to be able to like share her dad with everybody?
No,
right?
That's
so
cool.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
What a badass.
Well, I mean, what do you get Trey for Christmas? That's she hit it out of the park.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful gesture, but did you see the thing online?
I would have got him a trombone. Like, try this one out.
Did you see the thing online where people were copy and pasting it and they're saying it was a diary of Trey's favorite guitar players with him with the big, like, teary-eyed with the big smile? So people would cut and paste pictures of other guitar players while he's holding it. It was pretty funny.
It's separate that meetings there. So, all right. Well, we are going to be right back with Market Price.
Hello, and welcome to everyone's favorite fish game show, Market Price. I am your host, Jason Rattlesnake Jenkins, and I'm joined here this evening with Jilly, Johnny, and Donnie.
Hey!
Jilly, Johnny, and Donnie.
And as you know, we're going to play a one-minute clip, nine of them, and everyone's going to guess the date in which they're played, the closest, without going over, wins the point. Are we ready?
The year or the straight date?
No, I feel the like date. I have to run the mile in gym class or something date. When I play this game.
Year and date?
The full the date. Date. Yeah. Yes. Date and year.
That's rough. Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel like you're going to crush it, Johnny.
Probably will.
Jilly, you're up first.
Great.
Any thoughts?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, we were just talking about this song.
I have a thought.
And I heard a sound.
Like a crashing sound? Did you hear the crashing sound?
All right, I think I have a guess.
I think.
What are they saying? Whoa.
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 That sounds like English when they sing it.
That's a great song.
Mm-hmm. Jilly, what do you think?
I think it's 12/31/2010.
12/31/2010. Johnny, thoughts?
I think it was a bit earlier than that. I want to say that it was sometime, maybe let's say June 16th, 2002.
Oh boy. 02. Donnie, what do you think?
I'm going to pull like a $1 move.
$1?
Yeah, I don't really know when it was written exactly, but I'm going to pull like way like early. So I'm just going to say.
What do you got for me?
12/5/95. I know it wasn't written that
much. 12/5/95?
Sure.
You guys are pretty terrible. That was September 3rd, 2017. Dick's Colorado. Jill with the point though, even though you're
hey,
off.
Look at that.
Even though you were off by 7 years.
I thought it was the New Year's, so I thought
so
it was the New Year's
sure
too.
Of it. Yeah, I'm so sure of myself.
All right. That doesn't matter though, Jilly with the point.
John, I just thought the sound was so wobbly on that. It must have been from those years.
But the recordings are from all different kinds of it's a weird thing.
I think they started doing the Japanese after they went on tour. That's why, but I didn't know when that was. That's why I thought it was like early. But nope, wrong.
Song number two, Johnny, you're up first.
All right.
The pressure builds, you buy a gift. You're hoping that your dread will lift. It glitters on her like a glass. You shut her as it comes to pass. Apologize to loosen a little. Converse with Ed, a drive with Jill. Your friends can find you in their worlds. One by one, a string of pearls. Confused as you say, this isn't me. You hire me in their unity. Change you slowly, lose your grasp. Release the links unto the glass. The skin that drips down off the tree or peels back slowly from your knee. Rumps into your lung and heart. You laugh and laughing.
Fall apart. I think that one's a tough one, but I don't
know.
It
is a tough one. And also, when you don't hear the contour of the jam, it makes it really challenging to dissect the year.
Mm-hmm. But the voices are there, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, only 1 minute's tough. I try to pick good 1 minute spot.
It's great.
You know how it is.
I'm going to go with early on. I'm going to go young into the mix, about 95. Not, actually, 96. I don't know, shit. 7/18/96.
7/18/96. Donnie.
June 1st, 1991.
6/1/91. Jill, lay it on me.
11/27/98.
You guys all did much better, but Donnie with the point. It was 3/22/93, Crest Theater, Sacramento, California.
Said May. I would have been late on that one. Good,
yeah,
good
one on that. 91, I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Johnny with the point.
I love Spring of 93.
And I thought it was going to be true because that was a soundboard from 93.
Yeah, it sounded super clean.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like it was during a time that they were back-to-back-to-back touring because their vocals were fairly crisp.
Yeah, they played like 100 shows or something in 93.
Their harmonies and their vocals were really crisp there. Mm-hmm. But it still had that tinny, funny sound that Trey used to sound like.
Donnie, you're up. Right. Song number three. That's a fun one.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, it is.
They did that one tonight, too.
I know. I feel like it was just from this last year. And I want to say, I can't remember.
Drink while you think.
Yeah. Here we go. 9/1/18.
9/1/18. Jelly.
12/31/17.
12/31/17. Johnny. 12/28/17.
Ooh. Give yourself a
cup. So it was no points, but it was 12/28/2011. You guys were all way over.
Way over.
I was at that show, too.
Yes, we were.
We all three of us were. So, no points.
Why don't
try
we get
again.
Points? Oh,
everyone was over.
Oh,
not everyone gets a prize.
All right. I want a point, though. Everyone
nope,
else
shut
got
up.
One.
Jilly, you're up.
Earn that shit.
Do better. Hey, don't forget it's Price is Right rules. So you can always say 1983.
Was a dream I had, though rather hard to keep. For when my eyes were watching hers, they closed, and I was still asleep. For when my hand was holding hers, she
very exciting crowd.
A faintly bouncing melody, the echo of the man who spoke, and I woke. A faintly bouncing melody, the echo of
faintly bouncing round the room. The echo of whomever's fool. The place I saw was far beneath.
The sun's growing on me.
The sea. My sight was poor, but I was sure the silence sang a song for me. They dance above me as I sink. I see them through a crystal.
I'm getting no left. It's okay. I don't need it.
He's missing on the left side of his ear.
It's okay. But I'm just letting you know.
Alrighty. Jill.
March 4th, 2009.
March 4, 9. Three,
I like his style.
409. Oops, I wrote that in the wrong spot. 3409. Jonathan.
I'm going down because I felt like that was in like a friggin' stadium, like a college stadium. So I'm going to say, I'm going to say June 27th.
92.7.93. Donnie.
I liked where Jill was coming from. I think that was when they were coming back from their first hiatus. I'm going to say 2.13.03.
Good guess.
Donnie smokes it. It was actually 11.28.03. Nassau Coliseum.
Nice job,
so
Don.
You're right on that. Johnny.
I got the point?
No, Dom got the point, but I thought it was outside. You were off by a decade. Jill was over by 6 years, so I mean.
But I gave Donnie the idea.
Yeah, so no points for you. Johnny, you're up first, my man. Song number 5. Johnny.
I was first thinking, so I'm just going to go with my first impulse, that I want to say,
Donnie.
3.20.90. Going way, way
that up. Is a big spread.
That is a big spread.
Jill.
6.7.2012.
So she, Donnie with a point. 5.3.1991. Somerville Theater, Somerville, Massachusetts.
Getting pretty good. Johnny
is
rigged.
She's running
it's
away.
It's rigged.
She's got,
they're married. They're married.
Dude, don't you think I want to beat her?
You know,
I'm not even allowed on the same floor as him when he's doing
and there
this.
Needs to be some like regulation for where the sound bites come from.
This is my game. I'm not going to take
rigged.
This.
Right.
Don, you're up first.
I What's the score
hit
the, so
I hope
far?
You hit the nail right on the head. It's 3 Donnie, 1 Jill. None for Johnny.
Yes, that's right. I'm covering up the rear.
Covering it up.
Thank you.
11695.
11695. Jill.
12198.
Yanni.
8 14 11.
Johnny with the point.
All right.
It was August 7th, 2018.
Oh shit, way off.
I was still 7 years off at that point.
Ooh, yeah. Donnie was off by 2 decades.
By 2 decades. And inside versus outside.
This game is impossible.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, I know, it's challenging.
Well, Joey, you're up first.
Oh, yay.
Now it's 3-1. We need some points out of you, too.
No cheating with your phone out, Jilly.
No, my phone's broken, that's why.
I know, kidding.
I'm paying attention. Anyone Jason, have a Nokia FYI. They want to sell me?
Yeah.
That was an 8217.
Oh, well, Johnny with the point.
Get your
game's so difficult,
information
you can't even
right.
Get the dates right.
I finally got a point. Now I feel validated.
No, it's still legit.
You still as
a,
win.
As a fish fan.
Yes.
Yes. At least I got 1 point.
How's it feel?
Really good. Now I feel like I'm part of the team again.
Of those bad boys. Is it Joe?
Yeah.
Was that Digest Go?
Don't squint your nose at me. I'm not running things over here. 7-3-2015.
Johnny.
Interesting. Because I was going to say something like that, but I'm going with like 8-15-18.
Yeah, do the opposite of me.
So you said 15 and 18?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's earlier than that, and I'm just going to pull a $1 move and say 7585.
Rigged.
Johnny with another point.
Oh, shit. Oh, way off. I thought it was going to be
Oh, no.
What?
I goofed.
Oh, no.
What?
You're over by 1 week. It was 8-7-18.
Oh, injustice.
Point for Johnny. Point for Johnny.
No, you can't do that. Jenny Chadbourne will have a fit.
It's a point for Jill.
Families first. Sorry, Jenny.
Point for Jill and Johnny. Okay.
Oh, look at it.
What, Jill and Johnny?
J squared.
Because Jenny did that so many times, so she was so close, and we'd be off by so much.
Jenny, I get screwed every time.
So who ended up getting the point, actually?
Jill Johnny.
Jilly?
Jilly Johnny.
This is my mind.
Johnny.
I must say it here. I'm doing this on mono, so I'm only hearing half of the music. So this is making it more challenging.
Well, if you get this, and you tie Donnie.
I'm going to go with I felt that was very early on. So I'm going to go around the time of, '12/31/94, Boston Garden.
Done.
Is that that show? I am also actually feeling 94 as well. I'm feeling a spring, so I'm going to say 3/1/94.
Jill.
9/1/83.
Like your moves, kid.
I learned from you.
You guys get that point.
Johnny with the point. 12/31/99.
Oh, he's 99. Okay.
I will have to say, though, I'm protesting that both of them got a point in the same thing, the last round.
Well, we're already past
that. No, it's not past that.
Donnie and Johnny are tied. Only Jill with two.
No. What?
Johnny, you're up first.
But not two people can get... Not two people can get it.
No, I agree with her. It's
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah, that's okay. Not.
I'll forfeit my point because she actually got the point.
I don't care. I'll right? forfeit the whole thing.
There's no.
No
prizes. Ready?
It
set,
doesn't
go.
Matter. It's supposed to be with
you Dog, guys are first. The worst kids
just get,
ever.
Get this right and you win. Johnny gets it right, so you win. Donnie, lay it on me good.
7/4/12.
Jill.
10/31/14.
Wait,
10/31/14. Oh, 10/31/14. Johnny. So I'm going way before the hiatus. I'm going to say maybe... So
first hiatus or
around.
Second hiatus?
I forgot there were two. I'm going to say 7/15/02.
Jilly with a point.
What?
Woo-hoo! August 11th, 2015.
What did I say?
You said 10/31/14. So, I got to say, this was an even spread.
All right.
Jilly with two, Johnny with three, Donnie with... No, Jilly with three. It's a three-way tie. Well, Donnie and Jill are legitimately tied, and Johnny is almost tied.
So... don't forget that we are part of the Osiris Podcast Network. You can check us out on osirispod.com. And there are about 30 different podcasts on there. Lots of different fish and Grateful Dead. There's history and craft beer. You know, it's pretty much, you name it, we got it. So check us out on there. And don't forget to subscribe, review us, give those 5 stars if you're loving us. So that's that. Peace.